Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the human test. A test to see if you are a human. Please raise your hand if something applies to you.
So what question would you add to the human test? It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning, everyone, again. And remember that today you are the experts, you are the newsmakers, you are the guests. It's an all-calls Friday. You are the experts, you are the newsmakers, you are the guests. And our next question is, what would you add to the human test? Now, for some of you, you know exactly what I'm talking about when I say that. Others are probably a little confused. The human test is a set of videos by the video maker Z. Frank in which he asks an escalating series of questions designed to help you determine if you are human. Some are silly, some are serious. They are all straightforward and provocative. Now, we recently stumbled across the TED Talk that Z. Frank gave based on his human test, and we thought we'd ask you, what question would you add to the human test? So here's about 2 minutes of his human test, especially for those of you who haven't heard it before. And as you listen, think about a question that you would add to the list, and then call in 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, and give us your question. You'll hear how Frank phrases it. We'll ask you to kind of put it in the same format. Here we go. This is the human test.
This is the human test, a test to see if you are a human. Please raise your hand if something applies to you. Are we agreed? Yes? Then let's begin. Have you ever eaten a booger long past your childhood? It's okay, it's safe here. Have you ever made a small, weird sound when you remembered something embarrassing? Have you ever purposely lowercased the first letter of a text in order to come across as sad or disappointed? Okay. Have you ever ended a text with a period as a sign of aggression? Okay. Period. Have you ever laughed or smiled when someone said something shitty to you and then spent the rest of the day wondering why you reacted that way? Yes. Have you ever seemed to lose your airplane ticket 1,000 times as you walked from the check-in to the gate? Yes. Have you ever put on a pair of pants and then much later realized that there was a loose sock smushed up against your thigh? Good. Have you ever tried to guess someone else's password so many times that it locked their account? Have you ever had a nagging feeling that one day you will be discovered as a fraud? Yes, it's safe here. Have you ever hoped that there was some ability you hadn't discovered yet that you were just naturally great at?
2 minutes of Z. Frank's TED Talk, The Human Test. So, getting the idea, what question would you add to the human test? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. In the spirit of his provocative all-too-human moments, and all to start with, have you ever, as all of those did. So think about a question that you would add to the human test and call in with it, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Just as he asked, have you ever tried to guess someone else's password so many times that you locked their account? Got a good laugh on that one. He asked, have you ever felt that people would eventually figure out that you are a fraud? How many successful people have had that rational or irrational fear? What would you add to Z. Frank's The Human Test? Have you ever what? to know that we are human. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Let's try Peter in Glen Ridge. Hi, Peter. You have something to add to the human test?
Yes. Well, actually, because I was on hold, I didn't hear his questions, but I came up with this last week as a way of, like, when in conversation with someone, if they say something rude to me or whatever, just to freeze them and say, how does that represent your image of yourself? You know? And so basically, I've said it to someone, a friend of mine goes, you know, creative. And, you know, whereas if someone is rude, or if someone could say nurturing, you know what I mean? It forces them to like.
So what is it? Maybe it's in the spirit of Z. Frank. Maybe it's something like, have you ever struggled, even as you were speaking, to decide whether to speak the truth or convey your desired image of yourself?
Oh, okay.
Is that kind of what you're getting at?
Yeah, because I was just doing it as a way of freezing people, like they're in their mode. It's like I think of it as Stepford Wives, or like are you a character, a Disneyland character, uh-huh. where you have a set script, or do you know why you said that? That
uh-huh.
you know, if someone
right.
says something rude to me,
right.
do you know why you said that?
Have you ever discovered I'm on automatic pilot? I'm not even thinking about what I'm saying. Peter in Glenridge, thank you very much for starting us off. Craig in the Bronx, you have a question to add to the human test?
Hi, Brian and everyone. Yes, I do. Have you ever admonished someone for something that you do routinely?
Nice one. Thank you very much. Bob in Rego Park, you have a question to add to the human test?
Yeah, hi, Brian. How you doing, guy? Have you ever gazed in the mirror and asked yourself, who I am truly, who am I?
Thank you very much. Carrie in Manhattan, what question would you add to the human test? If I can get your line up, hang on. Let me get Bob off and carry on. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. Mine's actually kind of a little bit more silly. I would just say, have you ever, while brushing your teeth, gotten frustrated by getting your arms and your sleeves wet? Just, you know, daily living and maintenance of your body and how while you're trying to maintain one part of your body, there's another part that's getting all messed up.
Thank you very much. Katie in Montclair, do you have a question to add to the human test?
Yes, I do. I have, have you ever put your desired weight versus your actual weight on your driver's license? I do it all the time.
There you
I
go.
I usually give myself about 5 or 10 pounds of desired weight.
And Katie being honest as well as adding a question to the human test. Michael in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael. What question might you add to the human test?
Have you ever gotten this close to being in a car accident and your first thought afterwards was, I'm definitely not telling my wife about that?
We have a lot that have to do with concealing things. Dana in Auburn Hills, Michigan, you're on WNYC. What might you add to the human test?
Hey, good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Have you ever told someone off after the argument? Everything that you didn't say, like right then and there, and then you go home, you sit down, and then everything you should have said, you say.
Oh, nice one. Not to their face. Not to their face.
Not to their face.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome,
and
Brian.
And Susan in Wachung, what question would you add to the human test?
Have you ever used Siri to send a text and hit the send button before you realize she got it completely wrong?
Thank you very much. Some people on our chat room are posting and chiming in with these as well. Francis in the chat room writes, have you ever pretended to talk on the phone in public to avoid looking like you're alone? Sarah in chat, have you ever had a breakup so bad it caused subsequent physical pain? And in the chat, have you ever voted? 212-433-WNYC. Lenny in Livingston, what question would you add to the human test?
Have you ever pondered the frank stupidity of people that are known for their intelligence?
Thank you very much. And Tom in Metuchen, you're on WNYC. What question would you add to the human test?
In the spirit of Oscar Wilde, I would ask, have you ever been inconsistent?
Thank you. And Chuck in Yonkers, what question would you add to the human
test? Have you ever bought a new pair of shoes, brought them home, tried them on, and wondered why they don't fit right because you never removed the stuffing from the front of the shoe?
Chuck in Yonkers, remembering the packaging. And there we end our snap responses to Z. Frank's human test examples and the question, what would you add to the list of questions in the human test?